Tech of Sports, episode 114, Jennifer Johnson and the Baby Strong Workout. Tonight on the Tech of Sports, Jennifer Johnson. Modern Life Podcast, mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio and all the other platforms. Get Stitcher for free with all the Modern Life Network shows preloaded. And Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports, it's a production of Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Welcome, everybody, tonight. And before we get started, we have a special partner tonight, Bluehost Web Hosting. And you can get web hosting now, special for $3.95 a month. If you go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Bluehost Special, I invite you to go check that out and see what Bluehost Web Hosting is all about. And it's a great option for your website hosting. And tonight on the Tech of Sports, we have Jennifer Johnson. This is not going to be all about sports tonight, but sort of. And Jennifer is a personal trainer. She's involved in pre and postnatal exercise training. And she's a mom. And it's kind of a great story on how she came up with a new idea she has. It's the Baby Strong Workout and Baby Strong Exercise Cards. And we're going to talk about that and find out what that's all about and see her crowdfunding initiative and how that's going. So Jennifer, thanks for coming on tonight. I know that there's a lot longer intro we can do for you, but I thought it's better just for you to talk about yourself and what you have going on. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I guess just kind of go over the Baby Strong Workout and kind of your story a little bit.
So when my son's 21 months, when he was born, he never let me put him down. I mean, when I say never, I mean never. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, day and night, never let me put him down. And that rocked my world for so many reasons. Specifically for exercise, it really threw me for a loop. I was used to going to the gym, going for runs, going to classes, doing all sorts of things that didn't involve a baby. And all of a sudden, I couldn't do that. And I was willing to sacrifice a lot of things, but working out and moving my body and exercising wasn't one of those things I was willing to sacrifice. So I had to figure something out, and I had to figure it out quickly. So I started taking walks, carrying him in my arms, which maybe seems easy, but I challenge all of your listeners to try that. Grab a baby and try that. It's really hard. And we added in hills, added in stairs. Then when he had better head control, I started using him as my resistance for exercises and stretches. And it was amazing. It literally blew me away. I've been working out for my entire adult life, and never in my life have I been in better shape. I feel great. I feel strong. He's now 27 pounds. I can carry him for hours and not get tired, and I don't feel any pain in my body. And most of my friends, clients, male bodybuilders, weightlifters that I see, they can't even carry their kids for 5 minutes. So this was revolutionary, and I thought, I have to bring this to other people. So the Baby Strong Workout is a deck of cards that incorporates baby in every single exercise. So mom or dad or anyone, grandma and grandpa, holds baby for every single exercise, either as the weight or in your arms while you're stretching. And there are individual exercise cards divided by area of focus, lower body, upper body, core, and total body. And then there are a series of pre-made workouts at the end. So you can, don't want to think about it, you can do one of the pre-made ones, or you can put together your own workout or just do one or two exercises as you have time. And either way, you'll get a great workout no matter what.
So are there different levels of cards? Are there some that maybe would be good for starting out with, and then do they progress a little more difficult of workout?
Yeah, well, the good thing about Baby Strong is it will progress as your baby gains weight, which is inevitable. Every baby will get heavier. And we do have recommendations for amount of time that each exercise should be done, depending on whether you're a beginner or whether you're an intermediate exerciser or whether you're an advanced exerciser. So there are tons of options no matter what your fitness level is. And like I said, it will automatically get harder. Most women that I know, most clients, they'll stick with, let's say they'll pick the 5 pound dumbbell, they'll stick with that and they'll never increase it. And with this one, you can't do that. You're forced to have a heavier weight. So your strength gains as your baby gains weight.
And can dads and grandpas maybe get involved in on this as well?
Of course, of course. Like I said, it will give anyone a hard workout. And I've done several test groups before I launched this product. And we actually had a group of dads do it. And they were all sweating. Their arms were shaking. They were so tired. And they said, I can't believe how hard this is to do these exercises with your baby. They all thought it was a joke. And when they left, they thought, this is a real deal.
Absolutely. I can just imagine. We're with Jennifer Johnson of the Baby Strong Workout, which is a set of cards that gives dads and moms and those maybe caring for the baby a workout kind of without even, taking the time to do the workout. So is that a question you got from a lot of moms, Jennifer, is how do I find the time to get a workout in or to get exercise? And you've incorporated that into kind of Baby Strong, and you're kind of getting an exercise by doing something you maybe would normally do anyway.
Of course, of course. I mean, the sad reality is that most moms do not exercise at all, if even as much as they should. And I think a lot of that is, you know, you have a lot of responsibility as a mom, as a parent in general, with dad, mom, you have a lot of responsibility, and there aren't extra hours in the day. And Baby Strong Workout gives you the chance to work out without needing any extra hours in the day. Like you said, you already spend time with your baby, and why not move around and do something and burn a lot of calories when you're doing something you're already going to be doing? So this sort of gives moms, they don't have to choose between spending time with their baby and taking care of themselves. They can do them both at the same time.
The Baby Strong Workout, I think the real magic is in the different cards you have. How many different cards are there, and how long did it take for you to come up with enough cards kind of you're kind of gamifying it a little bit, but not really. You're just freshening it up a little bit with the different cards. How many are there? How long did it take to come up with the number that you have?
So there are 44 cards, and it took me actually not as long as you would think. Like I said, in the beginning when my son never let me put him down, I think I spent maybe a good week like, okay, I'm not going to stop until I figure out an entire workout that I can do with him. And that's sort of what propelled me. And I'm the kind of person where if I get an idea in my head, I'm not going to stop until I get it figured out. So that's what I did. It took me about a week. I tested it out with him. I tested it out with a couple of friends' babies to make sure the exercises were feasible. And then I had it all done. And it wasn't, it was about when my son was about a year that I figured out that I would actually turn this into a product and try to bring it to the masses, which is what I'm trying to do right now with the Kickstarter.
Is kind of maybe a byproduct of the program is, and have you heard this from other women that, you know, that maybe they weren't even thinking of the possibility of getting a workout in or exercising with a newborn or with a baby. And now this has the cards and the Baby Strong program has given them kind of a push kind of and given them kind of the idea and the inspiration when maybe before they never would have even had the idea to get exercise like they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. This is not your typical postpartum fitness product that you'll see on the market. And that's one of the reasons that I like it, is it's so different. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you work, whether you stay at home. It doesn't matter. This is something that everyone can do. And that's what I wanted. Accessible for all moms and dads. And I wanted it to be something that they could fit in their schedule and that would give them the results and make them feel like they weren't compromising time with their baby.
And as you said earlier, the reality is the baby does get bigger and does grow. How long can the baby be used as part of the workout? Until what age or what weight is kind of your thought on that?
I mean, the answer is it really depends. It depends on how strong you are. If you start the program when your baby is small and you build up your strength like I have, you'll be able to continue doing it for a while. I can still, like I said, my son is 27 pounds and I can still do most of the exercises with him. It's hard, but I can still do a lot of them. It also depends on baby, how much your baby, or if he or she grows into a toddler, how much they'll tolerate. I mean, sometimes when they start to walk, they don't really think it's fun to be lifted like a dumbbell and done exercises, sometimes that doesn't become fun for them. So a good rule of thumb, I think, is when it stops being enjoyable for mom and baby, that's probably a good time to stop.
Yeah, and when they start to walk, there's a different kind of workout involved, Jennifer. It's called chasing them, isn't it?
Of course. Chasing them, squatting. You squat down every time they squat. It's very hard.
And maybe something else unintended, and this is something I just thought of, is the baby getting kind of a workout or getting used to being active as well while this is going on?
Well, it's of course great for baby to see his or her mom or dad being active. My son knows what exercise is now. He thinks it's great. He laughs and smiles every time I say it's time to exercise. And I think that's great that he's seen that as an example in his life. So he will grow up thinking of exercise in a positive way. It also does really help them with their physical development. Holding a baby in your arms and not putting them in a stroller or in a baby carrier, it helps them to develop their muscles and all of the things that they need for good development. That's another byproduct of doing exercises like this, where you're holding baby and moving them around in different positions and they have to hold on to you. And it's so, yes, it is good for mom and baby.
And I'm sure you have disclaimers or you have warnings in there. Maybe if you're nursing an injury or once it does become, kind of achy and your body does start to hurt, you probably want to stop because you don't want to drop said baby.
Of course. Yeah. Much like most fitness products, we tell our customers to use common sense. If something doesn't feel good, you shouldn't do it. Like I said, if baby isn't happy, which I have yet to come across a baby who doesn't like participating in these exercises, but I'm sure it might happen. Obviously, if baby's not happy, if you feel any kind of pain, you should stop right away.
And is this a program also that can be done with maybe a group of moms as well?
Yeah, actually, I've done several Baby Strong classes with moms and babies, and it's been great fun. I'm doing one next week, in fact.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be fun. And we're with Jennifer Johnson here of the Baby Strong Workout. And Jennifer, as we're past the halfway point here of the show, this is your chance. Give any website links, emails, or how people can get in touch with you if they have questions. And anything else that people should know about the Baby Strong Workout?
Yeah, of course. So the Baby Strong website is babystrongworkout.com. And if you want to find our Kickstarter page, the URL is long. So the best thing is to go to kickstarter.com and then in the search bar, just either put in Baby Strong or Baby Strong Workout and it'll pop right up. And you can email me directly, Jen, J-E-N-N, at fitforexpecting.com.
Yeah, absolutely. What was kind of the thought of going the Kickstarter route? This is a pretty simple idea, and I think you could probably do it on your own, but was the Kickstarter route maybe a chance for you to get some added extra exposure?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends and colleagues who have done Kickstarter. I've also met with several business consultants, and when I set out to do this project, I was committed to making it actually work. I didn't want it to be a flop. I put 200% into this product and I wanted it to work. So, the advice that I got and what I have seen personally and professionally is that Kickstarter is a great way to get people behind a project and to get the word out about your product. And that's what I'm doing. I've invested a lot personally already into this product, and I want to create a community that's behind what it is that I'm creating. And that's what Kickstarter is doing for me.
It really is. And you're creating a community that will, by word of mouth, I'm sure will grow and grow and grow. The reaction, I'm sure, from other mothers and fathers has been extremely positive. What's been the reaction maybe from colleagues, other trainers, or fitness experts about the Baby Strong Workout?
Oh, I mean, it's been great. I have tons of friends and colleagues who are trainers and fitness personalities, and they think it's a great idea. Like I said, it's not your typical postpartum fitness or even fitness product. So it's something unique. It's something different. And I don't want this to be the end all be all. I'm not pitching this as the only thing that people need to do. It's something that fits a need for a specific time in your life that a lot of moms and dads are not exercising at all. So this is a need that it can fit. I definitely think that it works well with other products that are on the market. Maybe when you get past that time where baby is a little bit more independent, a little bit more mobile, you can go back to joining a gym, or you can start taking classes again, or start doing videos again or something. So this is good for a time in your life where a lot of mothers think that the option is no exercise.
And as your son gets older and grows, do you think that there's maybe a possibility that you'll come out with maybe some workout programs for, you know, more family oriented that the kids can do along with the parents? And is that kind of something in the back of your head?
Maybe. I've thought about the sort of toddler and me a workout product. I think initially once this deck gets off the ground, I already actually have 6 different variations that I have already mapped out. I have exercises already, so it's different versions of this original Baby Strong workout. But maybe down the line, that would be fun to do some sort of a toddler or older kid and parent workout.
I think so too. I think anything that gets kids active when they're younger helps them once they become, teenagers or even older than that. It kind of establishes a benchmark that they know they have to do, and maybe help them put down the video game controller for a little bit and be active.
Exactly. Yeah, anything that gets them moving.
And we're with Jennifer Johnson here, wrapping up with the Baby Strong workout. And give the website one more time, Jennifer, and how people can get in contact with you.
BabyStrongWorkout.com. And you can also go to Kickstarter.com and search for Baby Strong or Baby Strong Workout. And you can email me directly at jenn@fitforexpecting.com.
I think the website's well done. The Kickstarter page is, some Kickstarter pages, they hit you over the head with too much information and too much. I think yours is done just perfectly. So I think that's going to be a success for you. And the show here is the tech of sports, and this is, you're using technology and using your experience here to hopefully groom some people into an active lifestyle or young athletes even, or maybe get moms and dads involved with their kids in becoming more active. But what's the one gadget or piece of technology today that you can't live without?
Oh, definitely my iPhone. If I don't know where that is for like a second, my world is over. You know, since I run my own business, I need to have access to email and my Kickstarter app and Facebook and everything all the time. It's also helped me sometimes entertain my son. I will admit he likes watching videos of himself, so that comes in handy also.
Yeah, in the old days, you would have had to have a company like you growing, would have had to have a staff on hand to do everything. Now the phone is kind of the crutch that we all use for just about everything in our lives.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
It really is. And Jennifer, I love the idea. I love the product. I don't talk about crowdfunding campaigns very often because I'm not on board with a lot of them, but I like what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for having me on. It means a lot to me.
We'll wrap up here with the Tech of Sports. Great to have Jennifer on. Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. You can head over to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com and check out all the variety of shows available. And always check out the show pages for the Tech of Sports and the other shows on there as well. And also Two Thumbs Up Media, a podcast internet broadcast directory where you can discover new shows and new things to listen to. So thanks to Jennifer for coming on. I invite everyone to check out the Baby Strong workout, and you've been listening to the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.